Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Candido Pomar, a research scientist with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Pomar.
A pleasure for me. Thank you.
As part of research conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, a multi-institutional, multidisciplinary team of scientists has been developing a precision feeding system that will tailor the ration delivered to each individual pig to match its nutritional requirements. First of all, what are the potential benefits of providing rations formulated individually for each pig, and what are the factors there?
Well, the main issue when we are feeding pigs with diets that are calculated for each pig every day, the big difference is that we are reducing significantly the amount of nutrients we have to provide to the animals to get the same growth. So when we are feeding animals in conventional systems, so all the pigs are getting the same feed for a long period of time, this diet has to be calculated in order to satisfy the requirements of the most demanding animals. Because if the farmers reduce that, what is going to happen is they are going to lose performance. So in order to get near maximal performance, the producers feed animals according to the most demanding pigs. When we are moving to precision feeding, so feeding pigs individually, then we have the possibility of identifying what are the needs of each pig, and then to provide them daily with the diet that they need. So doing so, we demonstrated that we can reduce at least by 25% the amount of protein that we have to give to the overall group. So there is pigs that receive maybe a little bit more because we are feeding each pig according to their requirements, but most of them, we are feeding them with less than the conventional diet. So finally, then 25%, at least 25% less protein to produce the same amount of feed. And the other big benefit of that is because we are feeding pigs with less nitrogen, less protein, less nitrogen, less phosphorus, which is similar for phosphorus, then are also reducing nitrogen and phosphorus expression. So today we are talking about between 30 and 40% reduction in the excretion of phosphorus and nitrogen, which is environmentally a substantial reduction. So that's the big point. There is other advantages because we are using a system that is all automatic, so you have a reduction of labor. You can know a lot of things about your animals because you know exactly what each pig is doing every day, even within the day. So you can quickly identify when there is a problem, an animal that gets sick, so we have some stress or whatsoever. But the animals modify their feeding pattern, so which is easily can be seen in the computer, and then identify when there's a problem, when the animal is not feeling well, and our interventions can be much earlier than actually in the farm. So there is many, there is the big advantages are related to the nutrients we are using for feeding the animals, but there is also a lot of interest on using the information we are collecting these systems for better manage the animals.
What are the principles behind the approach that you are working with, and what is actually needed to accomplish this?
Well, the principles are simple. If you overfeed an animal in terms of nutrients, the animal will perform correctly. So overfeeding do not normally limits growth or performance. The only thing is you are just using the nutrients with a low efficiency. But if you underfeed, so you feed the animals with less than they need, then you penalize growth. So that's the reason why in conventional feeding systems today, where pigs are all fed with the same feed, you have to provide feeds that are they provide high levels of nutrients because you want to maintain a good performance of the group. So that's the reason. Moving to individual feeding, then you can address the needs of each pig. So in average, you are reducing by 25%, as I said before. But there is a difference between conventional and precision feeding. In conventional, the feeder is very simple. It's just some container, something that contains the feed, and all pigs go to eat that, to the same feed all the days. There is not too much mechanics on that. You just have a simple feeder. But to move to precision feeding, as we are proposing, well, you need a special feeder. So you have a device that has to be able to identify which is the pig that is getting into the feeder. And then you need a computer that is going to say, okay, I know this pig has been eating in this way during the past, is growing this way. So according to what this pig is doing, I estimate how much this animal needs to receive today in terms of nutrients. So the feeder has to also be able to blend two feeds in order to provide this pig with the optimal blend. So it's much is more sophisticated, the feeder. So it requires a computer that is controlling the feeders and also a blender and so on. But it's relatively, even maybe it seems complicated, but it's not so complicated because the only thing you have is just two containers over the feeder, and then a way to provide a given amount of the two feeds. So the two feeds, how it works is you have one feed that is high in nutrients. So assume that we are preparing a feed for the most demanding pigs, and another feed that is formulated to the less demanding pigs. Then it's just question all the pigs in between, but you just blend those that are more demanding, but you put a little bit more of the higher nutrient concentrated feed. Those that are less demanding, but it takes more of the second feed. So it's relatively easy to do this play, but you have all this technology that you have to have the animal identification, you have to have the feeder blender, the computer, and so on. At all, that is now what is limiting a little bit the utilization of this technology in commercial conditions. We developed all these feeders for research, so they are working in our research station very well, but these feeders are just lab feeders, so they are not robust for being used in commercial conditions, and we didn't check too much about the cost. The cost is now we need some companies that are interested or willing to make these feeders for commercial purposes. So it has to be not very expensive, and they have to be robust. And another thing, but there is actually several companies that are interested, and they are developing these feeders because the advantages of this feeding system are so important. And I think that sooner or later the industry is going to adopt this technology. In fact, we are seeing more and more companies, particularly in Europe and China, that are adopting this feeding approach.
How close is the development of the technology, the equipment, the feeder, to being applicable to commercial conditions at this stage?
In terms of science, we finish. I think we have all the knowledge that is required to apply in commercial conditions. We have to validate in commercial conditions all the algorithms we develop, but I think we complete all the research. We continue doing research in this area, but the objective of this research that we are doing presently is just to refine our ability to estimate the individual the daily requirements of each individual animal. In terms of hardware and software, what we are a little bit, maybe I don't know, we can say that maybe in 1 year and year and a half I think we are going to be able to validate, and even maybe we are going to see these fears already being applied in commercial conditions. There is actually at least three feeder manufacturers in Europe that are actually developing that. There is one here in Canada also that is working on that. So how long will it take? It's going to be short, I think. I hope so. But now we are talking about questions maybe 1 year or a year and a half, and we are going to have, I think, this technology in commercial conditions.
In terms of the benefits, what have we seen as far as reductions in overall cost of feed, in nutritional components of feed, and environmental effects of using these precision feeds?
As I indicated before, is I think because we are feeding the pigs with 25% less protein, less phosphorus, and less other nutrients, I don't know how much is going to represent the decrease in feeding costs, but we are talking the most pessimistic estimations is a reduction of 5% on feeding costs, but I have some other estimations for the industry by the industry that they are talking about 12. Even I had one company, they say maybe we will be able to reduce by 15% feeding costs. This is a huge amount. Assume that it's just 10% or 9%. That's an important amount. Well, then you have the benefits of having less nitrogen and less phosphorus and less minerals in manure. So when it's time to spread this manure in the soil, you can put more. So there is also a reduction of other benefits in terms of cost. You have other benefits because, to be able to provide all the pigs with a personal diet, well, the only thing we are doing is blending two feeds. One is rich, another is low in nutrients. But these two feeds does not need to be the same, does not need to be different for a different farm. So there is also an important reduction on making these feeds because the same feeds can be provided to all the farms. So for the feed companies, those that are producing these complete feeds, there's going to be a big reduction. They don't need to personalize the feed for the farms. All the farms may have the same one. So you have an additional 3-5% reduction in fabrication cost, which is an important. Saying that, my opinion is also, but we will see the future, is the industry will not adopt this technology is just because it's a question of money. You are reducing these feeding costs, fabrication costs of manure costs. That's important things, but the industry is going to adopt. I'm quite convinced of this technology because there is a lot of information that the farmers will have on hand, in real time, that will help them to better manage the farm. So if you know how the pigs are evolving, how they are growing, how much they are eating, you don't need to go to the farm so often because you know, you can know from your computer at the home, at the office, how is going your farm. You know exactly the weight of your pigs, how much feed are, how they are converting feed in terms to meat, when are going to be ready to send to a slaughter, when there is a disease, when is anything that happens. You will not need to go so often to the farm because you are going to have a lot of information in real time on your time. And very often when I'm giving the talks, I'm saying, because very often I get the question, well, how much are going to cost the feeders? I don't know, maybe you're going to cut to $1,000 probably around this cost. But I always saying to the people the same thing, you know, how many of you have a cellular phone? So do you adopt it? How many of us have been adopting this technology because the calls are cheaper? No one of us. We are not using intelligent phones because it's cheaper to call. We are using intelligent phones because they are giving us a lot of information, a lot of advantages of having this machine in our hands. It's not a question of cost. And these technologies that are now being developed for the farmers that are inside precision farming, I think is going to be the same thing. We are going to adopt these technologies is because we are is going to simplify our management, because we are going to be able to optimize what they are getting for the farm, because we are going to be able to react very quickly when anything happens in the farm in terms of diseases, in terms of heat stress or whatsoever. So we are going to have on hand in our telephone, we are going to know how is going my pigs in each farm, and we are going to be able to react and act. That, I think, is going to be an important motor of adoption of this technology.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yes, just that now to say that we've finished with the development of the basic concepts to formulate to estimate the nutrient requirements of the pigs daily, but we are getting now very exciting results because we are improving a lot. So probably today I was saying that we are going to be able to reduce by 25% the amount of protein, by 20% the amount of phosphorus, but maybe in the future we are going to reduce by 35% or 40% the reduction of nitrogen intake, because now we are looking to individual animals. We are seeing that the animals are much more complex than usually we assume when we are feeding a herd. Now we are feeding individual animals, and animals are like humans, and we are not all the same. So we can now identify the particularities of each animal that makes that one animal is more efficient than another one. So in the future, that's what we are targeting now. In the future, we are going to be very precise in terms of defining these needs of the animal, because we know which is the animal more efficient, so we are going to provide him with the right level of nutrients according to his own efficiency, how he is transforming feed. And other animals, we are going to feed them differently than the other one, not just because he's performing more or less, it's because he is more or less efficient, which is a large difference between the animals. So this is a point where we are very excited here in the lab with the students working on that, because we are getting, looking to the individual animals, identifying these personalities in terms of nutritional personalities, and it's very, very, it's wonderful, a good moment for the nutrition science, because we are now identifying other topics that help us, other things that help us to see the animals more precisely and understand a little bit the metabolism, why animals are not transforming some nutrients in the same way than other ones. And is trying to get these answers, we are discovering very nice things in terms of the animal's metabolism and the animal behavior, which also has an important effect on nutrient efficiency. So it's a very exciting moment for us in our lab on this because of that.
Thank you very much.
It was a real pleasure. So if someone of you, the audience or yourself, you have any questions, just you can send me an email or whatsoever. It will be a pleasure to provide you with further information about our work.
Our guest has been Dr. Candido Pomar, a research scientist with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.